Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Flipkart will acquire embattled travel and booking platform ClearTrip, one of the oldest Indian players in the segment. This will be the latest addition to the list of acquisitions by the Walmart-owned Indian e-commerce major in various sectors. The deal is likely to be a mix of cash and equity and will see ClearTrip valued at $40 million. India Inc.'s top honchos are likely to get a 6% salary hike in 2021, with the pandemic affecting executive salaries less significantly than the global financial crisis of 2008-09, according to a study by global professional services firm Aon. The study further states that the median CEO compensation, excluding long-term incentives for owner-promoter CEOs, is Rs. 15 crore. National carrier Air India has sought applications for the post of Chief Executive Officer for its subsidiaries Air India Engineering Services Limited, Air India Airport Services Limited and Alliance Air Aviation Limited. The selected candidates will be hired for a contract period of 3 years, extendable by 2 years based on performance. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal yesterday urged the central government to treat journalists as frontline workers and vaccinate them against COVID-19. He said the Delhi government will write to the centre on the issue. Russia has announced that the country is already enabling free technology transfer and financial support for capital expenditure to its COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing partners in other countries, including India. Russian Direct Investment Fund, the agency that is spearheading Sputnik V vaccine manufacturing and supply partnerships globally, said India has become the 60th country to approve Sputnik V. As many as 93% companies in India are looking to hire internally for vacancies, according to a study by professional networking and job search firm LinkedIn, with an almost equal number merging roles to reduce talent acquisition costs. The findings come at a time when companies are looking to optimize costs but keep businesses functioning after a year of wreckage across sectors due to the coronavirus pandemic that has left the workforce burned out. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.